It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Today we are pleased to be joined in the studio by Daryl Slocum, who is the Executive Director of the Sonora Area Foundation. We're going to hear an update about the Sonora Area Foundation and the various things going on and what exactly they do as a local community foundation. So Daryl, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So how long has it been that you have been the Executive Director now?
A little over 2 years. I started in October of 2016 and shadowed Ed Wiley, who was the previous executive director, and officially took over on December 1st of that year.
And for those who aren't familiar, you know, what is kind of the history of the Sonora Area Foundation and the things that the foundation does?
Well, we were founded back in 1989, and what we are is a community foundation, which is an IRS designation. We are a recognized charitable organization, and what we do is we give grants to the community, grants and scholarships, and we also facilitate charitable giving by hosting charitable funds for businesses, individuals, groups, and clubs.
You know, for people who have never donated to the foundation, you know, what are kind of the various ways that they can do so?
Any way that they feel comfortable with. And I really appreciate that question, because often with philanthropy, there's this misconception that you need to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in order to be able to give away large amounts. But the reality is, even small amounts are beneficial on any level to support any cause. We have one donor who sends us a check for $5 every month, and it goes to a fund that is near and dear to her heart, and we encourage others to do the same. So it does not have to be massive amounts of money, and you can do it via cash, check, credit card, appreciated stocks. We've had houses donated to the foundation over the years. So there is just a multitude of ways to support causes that you care about in the community.
Interesting. So we are in the early phases of 2019. You know, looking back on the year of 2018, how was it for the foundation?
It was a fantastic year, but it was not without a certain amount of change, as we had our two long-term employees retire, both of whom had been with the foundation for, in one case, over 20 years, and in the second, just short of 20 years. And they did a fantastic job and really helped support and represent the foundation and our programs over the years. But we brought on two replacements at the end of the year, and they are up and running and doing a fantastic job. So that was the big change, but at the same time, we had a record year for grants given and increased support from our community.
When you talk about a record year for grants given, how much funding are you talking?
From a dollar amount, it was over $2 million, which was not an official record. But where we did set a record was with the number of grants. We actually issued 652 grants, which surpassed the previous record by over 100. And in reality, it was a huge year for grant dollars as well, because the record year was back in 2015, but it included a $500,000 gift to Sonora Regional Medical Center at the time, Adventist Health Sonora now, in support of their cancer center. So if you back out that $500,000, last year surpassed the previous record by a significant amount.
Yeah, it's great to have such an active, you know, community foundation in Tuolumne County, a relatively small county for California. Any other big grants over the past year that really stood out?
There were so many that it's hard to recap the exact magnitude of the numbers, but we did see an an increase in grants to social services programs, including some of our feeding programs. There were two significant grants to Atka's Food Bank, one for $50,000 from our board, and then another $20,000, which was a matching grant from one of our donors. There were also support grants made to some of the food pantries and other feeding programs. So that was, I guess when I look back on it, that one strikes me as being a significant portion of the grants that we gave out.
How does the board decide which grants to give out? Are there certain parameters that you have to have?
There are. We have a competitive grant program where any qualifying nonprofit in Tuolumne County can submit an application, most of which is facilitated online. And what the board is looking for is the benefit that comes to the community from the nonprofit's program, the financial stability of the organization, the longevity, the ability to carry on once the grant is given. And then, of course, it's impacted by just how our budget is sitting at the time and how many dollars we have to give out in that particular year.
Are they like quarterly grants that are given out?
We receive, we review grant applications every other month. So our board meets each month, but grant applications from our competitive grant program are reviewed every other month.
And then we always hear about the Irving J. Simons Award, a big grant given out at the end of each year or most years. You know, is that something that's unique to the foundation? Is that a separate one?
It is. And so what we just described with the competitive grant program, that's an official application where the applicant needs to indicate specifically what the money is going to be used for. What you're referring to is the year-end awards, which are proactive grants, where the board nominates and recognizes nonprofits that have a long history of doing worthy work in the community. So the Irving J. Simons Award is one of those, and then the Elaine Simons Baker Award is the other.
Irving J. Simons, a lot of people around knew him years ago before he passed away, but for those who aren't familiar, who exactly was he?
Well, he, in my mind, he was an amazing man who had a tremendous heart for Tuolumne County. He was born here, lifelong resident. As far as I can tell from my research, he only left the county two significant times. One was to pursue a degree at UC Berkeley, and the other to fight for our country in World War II. His family owned Hales and Simons, and Mr. Simons took over management of that business after his father passed away and was in charge of it for over 50 years. He was an active investor, both in the stock market and in the real property realm. And later in life, he decided that he had a strong desire to leave the bulk of his wealth to the county, and he did that by establishing the Snohr Area Foundation.
And his legacy lives on here today.
It lives on and continues to do good in the community, and we are trying to structure it so that it will last forever.
And then are there two separate foundations underneath Snohr Area Foundation?
We have two supporting organizations, the Irving J. Simons Foundation and the Simons Family Fund, both of which partner with the Snohr Area Foundation and encompass the total of our operation.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Daryl Slocum. He is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. On this weekend's Motherlode Views, I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll start a two-part series talking with the two new supervisors for Tuolumne County. Ryan Campbell for District 2 will kick things off next week, and then following week, we'll have District 3 supervisor Anaya Kirk. It's a chance to learn about the two new supervisors and issues and priorities for Tuolumne County that they hold. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Daryl Slocum, the Snohr Area Foundation Executive Director, is coming up in just a minute.